Although he sleeps, she does not. The hour of resolve has arrived. Heavy is the burden resting upon your shoulders. Will you stand against the chaos unleashed by the villain? Or shall your realm bend to the will of darkness?
Chapter 65. Neither flame nor shadow seek the abyss. At the top of the peak, all covered in snow, I know not of how this encounter would go. Understanding now that there was more to my fate, relaying information would just have to wait. Tension filled the pauses in conversation as I could see the calculations run through Vilram's eyes. He was planning, but for what?
So, the stubborn child still resides within you, I see. That is unfortunate.
I noticed his hand gesture into an aggressive grip along the hilt of his foul-shaped staff. Vilram, the forces in which you are dealing with will not share power.
I already possess enough power.
There it was again. The soul of Uruk could sense something awful as the mountain shook from the depths. What is that sound, Vilram? What have you done?
I used my power. And if you will not follow the path in which you were born, then I simply cannot allow you to go free. I will send you into the void until I am ready for you.
The void. An unnatural realm of horrors within an empty abyss. Only great and powerful evil can manipulate a doorway into these lands. I will not be your prisoner again! The air grew hot around my body as heat surged from within my staff. The pressure tossed scrolls and paper around the room. The soul of Uruk was prepared to fight. And as the fire burned within my heart, a tongue of flame sprung forth and released a ball of fire towards Vilram. Flame and shadow consumed the space as I hurled my fire magic. Vilram would evade like a whisper into the wind. He was strong. But he was a coward. During our exchange, I had come to realize that bringing Vilram down would be harder than I thought. He intended to exhaust me, a predator tiring the prey in order to perform the perfect strike. But I would strike first. I realized that I may not be able to defeat him while he is empowered by the shard, but I can remove the tome and buy the realm more time. Pausing my attacks, I knelt down as black smoke filled the room. I channeled an orb of fire and wrath around me. Now was the time to burn everything.
Surrender! You cannot stand against the might of the Snake Goddess. Come out from behind your weak flames!
Vilram paused for a moment, enraged at the smirk I had on my face. The words snapped from his lips.
You dare mock me!
Fire continued to surge around me. As I slowly looked up, my eyes now fixed on his.
Loki Ricky Sins, come off from!
As I released a wave of fire across the room, Vilram did as I expected and vanished into his shadow form. The flame forced a wave of air to disperse the smoke around me. I could see it clearly, my new target, the Tome. With Vilram out of the way for now, I aimed my staff directly at the pedestal and sent a ball of fire toward the book.
Earthcast!
Time slowed for a moment. Channeling the orb of flame had drained most of my energy. I put what I had left into mustering a single shot. The room burned around me as a fireball burst through the air towards the Tome. Sweat dripped into my eyes as I watched. It was almost there. Almost. Until... Vilram appeared from the shadows behind the pedestal. His laugh echoed in my mind as he grabbed the Tome right before impact.
My, my, Alzador. That was clever, but it is over for you. Ha!
No!
Black smoke appeared from the floor, snugging my wrists in what felt like physical chains. I was overpowered. Vilram walked up and pried the soul of Uruk from my hand, along with Popebinder, my drawn blade, tossing my weapons aside.
Now, don't you feel silly? All that struggle for nothing. Are you ready to serve?
I would rather die before I serve you or your master.
That is no threat to me. I have mastered death, Alzador. The Shard of Bilith allows it to be so. Do you hear that? Frosnunth serves me well after her death.
You bastard. Vilram had used his enhanced power to do what he had always dreamed. Rule over the dead. The sound from within the mountain was his profound achievement. Reanimating the great ice dragon.
You will be kept within the void until we are ready for you to serve your purpose. Whether you are alive or not by that time is no concern for me now. I can always bring you back.
With his foul-shaped staff housing the Shard of Villain, Vilram slid the point vertically through the air from head to toe. This ripped a hole through space and time. The doorway to the void was open. I stared into the abyss. Not even the presence of Hopebinder could wash away this feeling of despair. Vilram gazed into the void, and then turned towards me.
Terrifyingly beautiful, isn't it? You leave me no choice, Alzador. I will retrieve you once the pieces are set in motion. This world will bend to Vilith. I will ensure my part is played to perfection, and you will help usher in order through chaos. The day of reckoning is upon us, and the birth of the new world.
Blood splattered across my face. A blade had come from behind Vilram. The chains made of shadow released my wrists as the head of my former master rolled to my knees. What is this? He had been slain. Vilram's headless corpse falls to the floor as the silhouette of a tall figure stands at the mouth of the void. Confused, I fumble to grab my staff and slowly rise to my feet, mustering up courage within my confusion. I spoke with a stern tone. I don't know who you are, stranger, but with that single action, You may have helped save this realm.
Danger.
What? Danger? Vilrum is dead. No, that cannot be. My attention slowly drew from my star to the toe, to the shark, and finally to the stranger standing before me. Perhaps this was no friend. Vilrum may be gone, but his evil deeds are clearly not. The peak of Frosnunth shook viciously, as if the undead dragon below us could sense the loss of its master. The tall stranger stood there, motionless, holding on to a long blade. I couldn't make out any details of who or what I was looking at. Squinting my eyes, I attempted to focus and reveal the face of the stranger. But the hairs on my neck stood as if I were being stalked by a beast. Although evil had been vanquished this day, I fear something else may have taken its place.
Hey, thanks for listening. Check out TalesOfTheNovaRealm.com for bonus content and more.